WEAA 88.9 FM, absolutely the voice of the community. This is Dre from The Kickback, and we have a special interview with my pastor, Dr. Reginald Thomas Sr. from the Greater Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church. Dr. Thomas, welcome to The Kickback.
Thank you so much, Andre. It is a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to be in your presence, Pastor. This Sunday, Greater Gethsemane will be having an outdoor service, which will be our first outdoor service of the year. Can you tell us more that service?
Sure, I'd be glad to. First of all, let me say, Andre, that I greatly appreciate the work that you're doing, and I'm so godly proud of you. I'm so excited to talk about what we're going to be doing this Sunday morning. So at 9:30 a.m., we'll actually be meeting on the parking lot of Hope Academy. Hope Academy is a Christian school in East Baltimore and located at 1808 Edison Highway. So that's on Edison Highway, right between Federal Street and Sinclair Lane. It's really close to the Sinclair Lane, but nonetheless, yes, our first outdoor worship experience this year. We're doing it on Easter Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Like most other churches in our area, for a little more than a year now, we've been mostly virtual, and doing that because we really want to honor each individual. We want to try to keep everybody safe, and for me and for our leadership, you know, we certainly trust God, but we believe that it's a difference between faith and presumption, right? And so we don't want to tempt God, you know, and put God's grace to the test with something that we believe we don't necessarily have to. So for a little more than a year now, we've been, like most other churches, virtual. And thank God for technology, right? That's been helping us tremendously. But we did learn from our outdoor worship experiences last year that it's just a major blessing when folks can actually safely be in the same space, outdoor space, see each other, and engage in, you know, the level of fellowship that's consistent with, you know, that level of need in terms of safety. So people can stay in their cars, roll their windows down if they like. They can get outside their vehicle. We tell folks, look, bring your picnic chairs, bring your picnic tables if you want, right? So we will have some spaced out seating up close for those who, you know, who want to do that as well. And so for us, and everybody will still have to wear masks. So, you know, everybody will have masks, and we'll have masks available. And so we figure, you know what, we're outside, so the air is, you know, the air is circulating, wind is blowing. That's already a safe measure. We'll have masks on. We'll be socially distancing from one another, you know, as much as possible. And folks can stay in their cars and all that. So we want folks to know that, listen, for this Easter Sunday, you come and worship with us at Greater Gethsemane outside, 9:30 a.m., right on the campus again of Hope Academy. And we're looking forward to it, Andre. Really are.
Hey, I look forward to always worshiping with us at Greater Gethsemane. What is the plan for Greater Gethsemane moving forward after our Easter service?
So for us, even though we miss everyone, man, I miss you, I miss rest of our greater family in terms of being able to, you know, be there up close and personal. So even though we miss each other physically, after our Easter service, what we plan on doing is right now continuing to have our virtual services most Sundays. But in addition to that, we're planning on actually having an outdoor service every month, once a month on fourth Sundays. So that's our communion Sunday. So every fourth Sunday at 9:30 a.m., we plan on hosting an outdoor worship service on the same parking lot at Hope Academy. In addition to that, you know, we'll still be virtual, having our virtual Sunday services for the other Sundays until, you know, we are informed otherwise. So, you know, we are basing our decisions on the best information that's available to us, you know, from medical professionals in our church, in our community, and certainly nationally and globally as well. So we try to pay close attention to the information. I'm also in regular contact. So every week I'm in meetings with pastors from across the country. that we're able to share best practices and we talk about what's going on in our region, in our state, in our city, and in our different communities as well. And so, Andre, based on the best information that's available, as well as really the level of concern that we sense and get from our congregation, based on those factors, we figure we'll determine when it's safe to return to using the building more regularly as we used to. So, you know, for right now, it's clear, you know, the majority of our congregation is saying they're not ready yet. And I get that, and I want to honor that because we do want to keep everyone safe. And so we do have a reentry plan. We've had a plan for probably about 6 months or more we can put in place, waiting until it's safe. Until then, we'll still be, you know, streaming regularly, you know, Facebook Live, our website, and YouTube. We'll still be streaming our worship services every Sunday morning, 8:30. We typically do 8:30, 11, and we just added a rewind service at 6 p.m. as well on Facebook Live. We'll continue to do that, as well as outdoor worship services every fourth Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on the parking lot of Hope Academy until we discern that it's really safe and sensible to return. So as you know, we've still been feeding, you know, folks in the community and in our church. We've still been providing food and clothing, as well as ministry. And I've still been counseling, and all of that's still been going on. We've just been doing our best to do it safely, which is mostly virtual.
Now, with the plan that you have in place, does that include if an outbreak was to occur?
Yes, it does. It certainly does. So we would certainly engage in contact tracing so that whenever we feel that it's safe to return to using the building more regularly, we will have to get information from everyone who's there. And depending on the capacity allowances, we may actually have to require people to register in advance for the services, but we will definitely engage in contact tracing. We'll be prepared. We've already been having a cleaning service come in and clean the church and sanitize it, and we'll certainly continue to do that once we're able to return, just to try to keep everybody safe. We want everybody to worship the Lord. We want everybody to fellowship. We want everybody to use their gifts to serve. And we want to try to keep everybody safe. That's important to us.
With the vaccine available now, do you think that we'll ever get back to church as it used to be? Or is virtual church, or as some people would call it, bedside Baptist, kind of the new norm?
So I tell you this. I do think that virtual church is here to stay. I personally believe that some people who've gotten used to bedside Baptists or, you know, Radio Redeemed, I think some of them will decide to continue to, you know, to worship the Lord that way. I really do. As it relates to whether we'll get back to what we've been accustomed to, man, that is a question that that a whole lot of us have. And I really don't know. There are times when I feel like that at a certain point, you know, with the vaccine, like you said, more readily available, that we'll get back to, you know, to worshiping, you know, together in the same facility every week and all kinds of meetings and stuff like that. But I tell you what, Andre, I'm not sure. In fact, I'm leading us at Greater to be prepared for this being an opportunity to really do some innovative things. And so there's some things, there's some lessons we've learned through this pandemic in terms of, you know, operation that I think it would be a mistake to forget as soon as, you know, different capacity restrictions are lifted. There's some things that I think we've done and done well that make meetings more convenient, that in some ways make Bible study more convenient, and other learning opportunities. We've had leadership conferences online through Zoom that have actually gone very well. And so, you know, I think it would be smart for us to remember that and to figure out ways to continue to utilize that in the days ahead. So I'm not sure what the new normal is going to look like, but I'm very hopeful that whatever it's going to look like, God's going to get glory from it. I really am.
How can people keep up with Greater Gethsemane?
So people can keep up with us at Greater by visiting our website, www.greatergmbc.org. They can also call us at the church, 410-675-9500. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram as well. And I would love for everybody to, you know, connect with us and stay connected to be a part of what we believe God is doing in his kingdom through Greater Gethsemane. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Pastor, for being on The Kickback. I appreciate it. But before I let you go, I got to let people out there know that my pastor can sing. So is there any new music? Is there any new music coming up, Pastor?
I haven't been specifically working on any new music right now. That's something I really want to do. I kind of feel like I need to do. But to be honest, Andre, it's been during this pandemic trying to stay on top of everything with respect to ministering and really, you know, counseling and the preparation has been a lot. I hesitate to say it's been overwhelming because I don't think it's been overwhelming the entire time. It's been really labor intensive, and it's a labor of love, so I welcome it. But, man, I can't wait to have the time. Andre, I have not picked up my guitar in months now, and I miss it. I'm looking forward to some downtime whenever that's going to come so that I can work on some more music as well. Thank you for that plug. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem, Pastor. I hope that you get that downtime. And whenever you do come out with a new single, please let me know so that way we can play it right here on The Kickback. Dr. Thomas from the Greater Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church, we appreciate y'all. And y'all make sure y'all come out to Hope Academy this Easter Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Come and worship with us here at Greater Gethsemane. Thank you, Dr. Thomas. Again, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Andre.